The world men's tennis number one, Novak Djokovic, has arrived back in Serbia after he was kicked out of Australia on the eve of the Australian Open. The tournament got underway in Melbourne yesterday afternoon without Djokovic, but there were still plenty of stars in action on day one. Rafael Nadal came a small step closer to an unprecedented 21st Grand Slam singles title. He had a dominant victory. Japan's Naomi Osaka was in good form too, beginning the defence of her Australian Open title. But it was Australian wildcard Alexander Vukic's stunning performance against South Africa's Lloyd Harris that stole the show on day one. Joining me now is our tennis correspondent, David Luddy. Kia ora, David. Let's talk about Naomi Osaka first. She skipped Wimbledon last year and had some fairly underwhelming performances in France, the US. Is she back in form? Does she have a chance?
Oh, absolutely. Remember, she's the defending champion. She's won the Australian Open twice, and she also fessed up, shall we say, to the media conference, which was a major problem for her at the French Open last year when she wouldn't go to these media conferences simply because she said that her mental health was in a little bit of a problem. She's taken 4 months out and she's come back absolutely refreshed. But of course, COVID is still very tough in Melbourne, or in fact anywhere around the world. Just 50% maximum crowds allowed on the two main courts. Just 25,000 fans attended the first day, and that's compared to 18,000 fans last year. But if you go back a couple of years pre-COVID, there were 64,000 fans. So it just shows you how much COVID affects the players who and the staff who are all having these lateral flow tests and PCR tests. As you quite rightly say, Rafa won again, aiming for that 21st Grand Slam. Remember, he's only won one Australian Open, and that was in 2009. Big win, too, for Alexander Zverev, the world number three. He could face Nadal in the quarterfinals. As for Ashley Barty, Wimbledon champion last year, she aims to become the first Australian to win the women's title since Chris O'Neill in 1978. Quite extraordinary, but it was, shall we say, a comparatively quiet opening day following the big storm of the Djokovic saga.
Yeah, Ash Barty looking dominant. Just lastly then, who would you be picking to win the tournament on either side?
Well, it's a big call. I've got to go for Daniil Medvedev, who beat Djokovic in the final of the US Open last September, reached the final here last year, losing, of course, to Djokovic. I think he is really the hot favourite. Don't discount Rafael Nadal, who's got some tough opponents on his way. In fact, he would have to play Zverev in the quarterfinals. As for the women, I'm going to go for someone that no one has mentioned. That's apart from Ash Barty and Naomi Osaka, who could clash in the last of 16. I'm going to go for, are you ready for this, the Belarusian Arina Sabalenka. She's the most powerful hitter that I've ever seen, including Serena Williams, who, of course, is not here. And if she can keep her emotions together, and that's her big problem, if she can keep her emotions together, she should smash her way, literally, through to the final.
OK, you heard it here first. Thank you for your time. That's our tennis correspondent, David Luddy.